Maine Outdoors. From Rangeley to Eastport, Fort Kent to Kittery, the Maine Outdoors is waiting for all of us to see. The mountains, lakes, and rivers, the wildlife, and the woods are just outside your doorway, so get outside and find it in the Maine Outdoors. Fishing and hunting, winter, spring, summer, and fall. If it happens in the Maine Outdoors, they talk about it all. Just tune in your radio to 103.9. Jim and Paul and Bob and Matt are your Outdoors Hotline. Each Sunday night at 7 on WVOM. To find out what is happening, just listen to the radio to the Maine Outdoors.
Welcome to the Maine Outdoors. Here's tonight's host, V. Paul Reynolds.
Thank you, sir, and good evening, one and all, and welcome to the Maine Outdoors, Maine's longest-running outdoor talk radio program. And this is the night you've been waiting for all year. This is our annual Christmas show.
I love this show. This is the best show of the year right here. Lots of prizes and fun.
We have a big bag of goodies to give away.
Hundreds of dollars worth of goodies to give
away. Yes, we do. And this is your chance to win something if you put on your thinking cap. Anyway, welcome aboard. Nice to have you here on Maine Outdoors. We're going to get down to giving away a lot of gifts with a lot of trivia questions and a couple of impersonations, and we welcome you, and we have a toll-free statewide number. You might want to jot that down because things might get a little hectic here with all the things we're going to give away. What's the number, Catherine?
The number is 1-800-966-1039.
Okay, jot that down, and remember, if you call in, we'd like you to turn down your radio so it doesn't get confusing because we have a 10-second delay thing which can get you kind of confused and cause an echo. Anyway, we're going to get to that in a minute. We have a guest also we're going to talk to on the phone, Al Sweat, who's the, I remember his title. I think he's operations manager for the Maine Snowmobile Association. Will be with us by phone. He's going to tell us about the oncoming snowmobile season and the trail system and so forth. We'll hook up with him in a few minutes. Again, are going to remind you too that we are sponsored every week in part by the Northwood Sporting Journal, my favorite publication. And if you're looking for that last-minute gift for the sportsman or sportswoman in your family, we suggest what, Catherine?
The Northwood Sporting Journal. It's the best. You can get it. It comes in your mailbox, or you can do the online.
Yeah, not too expensive either.
No, it's wonderful.
Yeah, and if you would like to get signed up, you can do it this week. Simply call Alicia at the office at 732-4880. 732-4880. Check out our website at sportingjournal.com. And if you're interested in advertising the journal, you may call our ad lady, Tracy Grant, and she's at 399-9905. Our crew tonight, the man behind the toggle switches with his fingers crossed, is our own sweetheart of Grand Lake Stream, Mr. Norman F. Plord. I can see your lips moving.
Can't hear you.
can't hear you, but I can see your lips moving.
You serious?
Now I can hear you now.
Okay. Anyway, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good to see Catherine because I didn't expect her here. So
I did not want to miss the Christmas show. I changed my plans to be here.
Yes, you did. Anyway, if you weren't around last week, we had a little bit of a technical problem, but we think we have that solved, and we're going to. What is that?
Oh, it's a wonderful life belt.
This is a public service announcement.
Oh, that was
it's the wonderful life.
I'm getting calls, so if people are calling in for like the questions, don't start yet because we're not doing that right now.
Yeah, a little early. We're going to put the question out to you, then you can call in. Right. Okay. A couple of other things here. Our co-host. She is a registered Maine guide. She's on the advisory council for the Maine Fish and Wildlife Department, and you should see her. She's got reindeer antlers.
I do. I do have my reindeer antlers on. I'm very festive.
She's very festive. And she's Catherine Gordon, our co-host.
It is wonderful to be here. I'm so glad to be here, part of the Christmas show.
Yeah, we got a bunch of good stuff to give away. Anyway, we're going to have, what are some of the things we're going to give away in the next hour?
We have Dunkin' Donut gift cards, we have hats, we have a basket of goodies from the Sweet Ass Farm worth $56 full of goodies.
Wow.
Watercolors, books, prints, all kinds of great stuff.
All kinds of good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 10 wonderful gifts to give away if you answer our questions properly. And again, you're listening to us on the Voice of Maine, News Talk Network, 101.3, 103.9 in the Queen City. And this is the annual Christmas show. A little delayed, but tonight we're going to do it. And we hope you'll stay with us, and we appreciate your listenership. And we are in the Christmas spirit and want to give away some good things to you.
And I got a question.
Question.
Catherine, you told somebody last week to call back this week about the answer.
Oh, do you remember we couldn't get him to give the answer over the air, and I said, give it to Norm.
Yeah.
And I said, and he had the right answer to my, don't say the answer because I'm going to do the impression again because his answer didn't go over the air.
Okay.
All right.
And I said, we wanted to make sure he got his, I think it was a Dunkin' Donuts gift card he won
or
something.
Yeah, $20. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So okay. Make sure you get that person's name and how to mail it to them.
Okay we're back on track here. Great. Back on track.
Okay.
Outdoor Digest, a couple of Outdoor Digest things here before we get to the prizes. Archery courses, I understand, are being conducted. Do you have
yes,
that?
Yes, absolutely.
What are those about?
For hunters who have already completed firearms hunter safety here in Maine, or any other state actually, they can take Maine's abbreviated archery hunting education course. The minimum age is 10. This is offered in person only. You register online, but it's offered in Augusta, December 29th, Brewer, January 24th, South Paris, both January 11th and February 15th, and in Gray on March 22nd.
All right.
Good to know.
And if you have any interest in becoming a Maine game warden, they're going to have a career information center coming up in January. Active game wardens will be on hand to answer your questions. It's a good opportunity if you're interested at all in maybe becoming a game warden. It's a chance to find out what it's all about. And these are the dates. Down in Sydney on January 7th, that'll be from 6 to 8 at the Sydney headquarters down there in Sydney. And then the wardens will be in Bangor on Thursday, January 15th from 6 to 8 at the Bangor IF&W headquarters. And down in Gray on Friday, January 16th. So if you know anybody that's interested maybe in finding out more about what it's like to be a career game warden.
They get good gear like
skidoos
and boats and pickups.
Snow sleds.
I know, everything.
A nice Lund boat with a big outboard motor.
That's pretty good gear.
More can you ask for?
I know.
Anyway, check that out if you're interested in becoming a game warden. If you know somebody, make sure you pass that info on to them. And before we talk to Al Sweat from the Maine Snowmobile Association, just want to remind everybody that actually hard to believe, but in some parts of Maine, the ice is buttoned up on some of the lakes and ponds.
There were ice boats on Pushaw Lake today. I was down there. I put my drone up so I could get some pictures down by Lakeside Landing. 3 boats were out there.
Wow. Is it safe to ice fish, you think?
Well, I figured if it can hold ice boats, it'll hold me. So I walked right out there.
Oh, did? Yeah. Do you know how much ice there is on Pushaw?
I don't. I figured if the hold the boat, it would hold me. Walked out there. But always check the ice. You should always check
it. Okay. Anyway, check the ice and remember.
He's with you.
Okay, just a second. Also want to remind you, too, that ITS 83, there's some closure up around the Lakeview area, Schoodick Lake. Maybe Al Sweat knows more about that. Are you there, Al?
Hi, fellas and ladies and all of you. How you doing?
Good. Merry Christmas to you, sir. How are you?
Good. Nice to hear your voice.
Well, nice to have you on, Al. And for anybody that doesn't...
Oh, my pleasure.
You're the operations manager for MSA, right?
Yeah, I'm like the... Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
That's me.
All right. And we appreciate...
Just the title.
Okay. Yeah. We appreciate you being here. And we're starting out to have an old-fashioned winter. I mean, it sort of looks that way, doesn't it?
Well, it does, you know. We had that little January thaw, but things are deep freezing right now, and that's just what we need. You know, we had a little insulation on the lakes and rivers and brooks, but now that's all gone. So we'll be making some good ice. Not that we, you know, want people to ride on the lakes and everything because they are very dangerous. But we're gonna have some good ice and some good base now. The clubs will get out there and they'll roll what snow we have and what's coming in the next few days. And that's going to be a big plus. So, yeah.
Do you know, I
think we're starting off good.
Yeah, good. Did you know anything about the closing part of ITS 83 up around the Brownville Lakeview area? Did you know about that?
No, I did not. But it could be a landowner dispute, or it could be landowners. They could be going in there logging.
Yeah, it's a logging. It's a logging issue. Al, I understand. Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, that's it. Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been very busy with other things.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on the trail system? Things pretty much normal.
Yeah, they are actually. You know, the landowners we have are top shelf, and that they're the elite that make our sport what it is. Everything's looking good, actually. We've got good relationships this year, and there's been a few reroutes now and then, but
yeah,
we're looking good, actually.
How many? I was just curious. How many local snowmobile clubs are there in the state?
We have over 285 clubs.
Do you really? Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, and 14,000 miles of trail. It started in Limerick and go weaving throughout the state, end up in, you know, Madawaska and Fort Kent. And, yeah, we're very fortunate to have landowners that allow us to use their land.
Now, is it true that if Catherine wanted to ride her snow sled from Kittery all the way to Fort Kent, could she actually do that, I mean, as far as the trails are concerned?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You want to go, Kath? Let me know. We'll go together.
Oh, I'd love that. That would be super fun.
You know, I'll tell you, that's been one of my goals for the last few years, but it hasn't snowed, you know, enough. But, yeah, I'd love to do that.
Yeah. That would be quite an adventure.
It would be. And there's
I wonder how long it would take you. You'd probably have to have a little mountain tent on the way to...
We'd have to stop. Yeah, we would for sure have to, you know, stop at the destination points, you know, probably up in Rangeley, then head over to Greenville area or Millinocket and so on and so forth. Yeah, it'd be quite a journey.
That would be
It would be worth it, though. The scenery is spectacular.
That would be a fun trip, yeah.
It would be, absolutely.
Yeah. Anything else you want to impart? How about snowmobile safety? That's always an issue. Every year we get some people
get hurt.
Oh, my God,
absolutely.
And
you know, the majority of our injuries and fatalities are in the first month of riding.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's just, you know, that people, they, you know, they get on it and they giddy up and they just go beyond their means. And we don't want people to die on our trails. We don't want people to get hurt on our trails. And, you know, we're all in the same thing together. We want to go out and have fun and have a great time and
drive
don't
safely.
Drink and drive. I mean, that's a big deal. You know, a lot of people...
Yeah.
Stop down at a local bar and have a drink or two. And
not good.
Next thing you know, that Dale Jr.'s and giddy up all the way.
All right.
So
okay. Appreciate.
Yeah.
Nice to have you. Nice to have you on, Al. And have a good, safe snowmobile season. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Anytime. Merry Christmas, folks. Nice
Merry
to
Christmas.
Hear your voices. All Take
right.
care.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. We're going to have our giveaways here in just a second. Well, I think we'll take a commercial break, don't we, Norm? And then we'll be back.
Are you going to be doing a question or not bother?
Oh, no, we're going to go right to it after the break.
Sounds good.
Let's take a break.
We can definitely do that.
Okay. We'll be right back. You stay with us here on Maine Outdoors. And let's see.
More Maine Outdoors next on 101.3 Augusta, 103.9 Bangor, 95.1 Rockland, the voice of Maine.
We got so excited we actually had a caller that, you know, we were cheering back here.
We're back here. Okay, well, are we going to have any more punch or is that it? Okay.
That is it?
Yeah. All right. If you joined us late, this is the annual Christmas show, and technically we are right on track. Everything is clicking like clockwork.
I'm so excited.
And we're so excited about that. Anyway, we have a lot of good things to give away. Catherine and I are in a real Christmas mood, and we want you to be happy. And we're going to do that by giving you some free stuff. And we have like 10 or 12 gifts here, and this is the way it'll work. Pretty simple. The rules are simple. If we're going to do the question... or an impersonation, and if you have to either guess who the person is we're impersonating, what actor, or you answer the trivia question. And if you think you know it, then you can call us. But don't call us beforehand. In the old days, it was confusing. We had people call up, and then they did the question. We're not going to do it that way. If you think you know the answer, dial a number. And what's the number, Catherine?
It is 1-800-966-1039.
Okay. And... yours truly is going to make a fool of himself like he does every once in a while. And Catherine may make a fool of herself, too.
I think I will, probably.
And even Norm could make a fool of himself. Anyway, this is good for a gift card from Carrier's Lobster Shack down in Bucksport. And this was generously donated by my grandson's girlfriend, Alina. Is it okay to use the term girlfriend today?
Yeah. Thank you, Alina. That's very nice.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
Anyway, his favorite woman, Alina, has donated this gift card from a lobster shack down in Bucksport's worth $20. And
you have to guess
what famous British actor this is. Now, if you're Generation Z, you may just roll your eyes and have no idea who this is. But if you're 50 or older, you may get it. And here it is. Make sure I do this right now, Catherine.
Okay, I'm waiting with bated breath.
Hello, this is James Mason. Do you like my beard?
Okay, who is that? What famous British actor? What are you laughing at for?
That's funny.
What famous British actor? If you know the answer, we're going to mail you this gift card worth $20 to the Lobster Shack down in Bucksport. I think it's called, what's that saying there, Catherine? What is it? Carriers?
Yeah.
Carriers. I think
in Bucksport, yeah.
That's right on the Bucksport Highway.
Yeah, C-A-R-R-I-E-R-S.
Yeah, I think I've been there.
Famous
I think I've had lobster.
Lobster
rolls there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
So anyway, it's worth $20 if you know the who I'm impersonating, what famous British actor. And we have calls coming in. Let's take a call, Norm. Okay, we're going to take a call, Norm. We should probably remove that white paper. I can't see Norm's face.
I know.
What are those? Those are new. What are those doing?
I don't know what they are.
Okay.
They're with you.
Okay. Good evening. Welcome to Maine Outdoors and our Christmas show.
How is it going?
Well, so far, so good. What is your first name and where are you calling from?
My name is Jason and I'm calling from Frankfort, Maine.
Okay. Jason, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Who do you think I was impersonating, Jason?
I believe it's Sean Connery.
Sean Connery. Okay. Now listen carefully. Listen carefully.
We'll give you a second chance,
Jason.
Here.
The answer is in the impersonation. Now listen carefully. Hello, this is James Mason. Do you like my beard?
Who? James Mason.
Yes!
Hey.
That's good. That's correct.
But I know who her impression is, and I'm not going to say it because I can't. But I knew it last week when she said, and I was so mad.
Oh.
I said to my wife, I was like, I know this one!
Okay.
Childhood movie.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations for winning tonight.
I had to prompt you a little bit on that one.
But you did.
You had the right answer, yeah. You know, a couple of years ago, we had somebody, and I did it three times, and they still couldn't figure out who it was. Yeah. Anyway, you got a right answer there, and we're going to make sure you get the gift card. Now, the way this works, you're going to give your mailing address to Norm. He's busy, really busy in there, and he'll get your mailing address, and I'll mail it right out to you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, and Merry Christmas, and thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Hey, you too.
All right. Take care. All right. That was James Mason. All right, and then we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, a couple of hats on 12. We got about a dozen things away here. All right, so we'll give Norm a chance to get his address. We don't want to overtax Norm there. So,
But we have a lot of nice stuff here. In the basket that was donated by Becky, there are pickles, fiddleheads, jams, dry rubs, candied walnuts, some tea. And I love the little Sweet Ass Farm has the little donkey, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like the cutest.
And that's a $56 gift, right?
Yes, yes. Wow. So that's coming up a little bit later in the show.
Okay.
I think the next one is actually one of your hats, but we do have some Maine Outdoor hats and we have water coolers.
I tell you what, let's...
Why don't you give the next question? Yep, Norm said go.
Okay, we have another... Okay, we're going to go with it. Okay, this is the, we're going to give away a Maine Outdoors cap instead of the Northwood Journal. Okay, Maine Outdoors cap.
Yes, and this was donated by the Great Pond Crew. Thank you, Rick. Yes.
And here is the question. Do you have the question, Catherine?
Yes. What is a tump line? T-U-M-P-L-I-N-E.
What is a tump line? And if you think you know the answer, the number is 1-800-966-1039. And if you get the right answer, we're going to mail you this cap. And it's a beautiful cap.
I have one. Yeah, I love them.
I have one. They sent me one. It has my name on the back of it, too. It's wonderful. I love it. I wear it. It's a khaki cap. And the one we're giving away is, what is that? What is that?
I think,
plum? Kind of a plum color?
Yeah, it's a maroon color.
That's sharp.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay, lines are lighting up. And again, if you just joined us, this is the annual Christmas show, and we're totally operational tonight.
I know. I was so excited. When Al called in, we actually heard his voice. I almost cried. I was like, yay.
We are so pleased with that. Anyway, we're in the Christmas spirit. We really want you to get some nice goodies here to show our appreciation for your listening to us
and now,
throughout the year.
Now, what does the bell mean? Do you remember?
The bell?
Yeah, it's a Wonderful Life bell.
It's the Jimmy Stewart movie there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wonderful Life.
Yes, every time you hear the bell,
the angel
gets
shows
its
up.
Oh,
right?
Mandy's got hers on. Mandy's here tonight.
Okay.
Caller's with you.
Good.
Okay, good evening, caller. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Jeff from Augusta.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Jeff. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Well, nice to have you on board tonight. You think you have the answer?
Yes, it's a leather strap. It goes around your forehead and then over your shoulders to the back to carry different things.
Awesome.
Hey, very good.
Good.
How did you know? That's a tough one. How did you know the answer to that?
I looked it up like a week ago.
Oh, you did? Okay.
It came up on your show, and I thought, gee, I know that. What is it? I couldn't remember, so I looked it up.
That's awesome.
Then I kicked
You are resourceful. You did your homework. That's great. Well, congratulations to you. You have won a Maine Outdoors cap. It's really sharp. It's a expensive cap. It's got one of the visors with all the stitches in it, and it's a plum color, and it's got the Maine Outdoors logo on it, and it's really nice. I think you'll like it. We're going to mail that to you probably tomorrow. I don't know how the postal office, how soon they'll get it there these days, but we'll make sure you get mailed to you. Anything else on your mind tonight, Jeff?
No, you guys, I listen to you every week, and I look forward to it, too.
Oh, do you?
He said, oh, I want to start listening to that.
Nice.
Oh, that's great.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you.
I listened on 2 weeks ago when you were having all the trouble.
Oh, jeez. It's been a little bit of a rough time there in the control booth, but it's working now.
We want to put that behind us, Jeff. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. And we appreciate you didn't give up on us. That's wonderful. We want to have you stay on the line, and Norm is going to get your address, and we'll mail this hat to you tomorrow.
Hey, that sounds so great. That's great.
All right.
You all have a blessed Christmas.
You too.
Are you a hunter?
Yes. I grew up here, and then I went away for some years.
Yep.
But I've been back. Now I got a cabin way out in the woods.
Oh, good for you.
I'm pretty happy.
Oh, that's great.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah. Nice to be back in Maine, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
And with solar, I'm the only one that didn't lose electricity the last week.
Smart. Yeah. Mine was out for 2 days.
Yeah.
Since Friday.
Yeah. And you know, we want to thank the linemen that are out there now working tonight in this cold wind. Ooh.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah. We appreciate them for what they do. That's great. Okay, Jeff. Thanks. Stay on the line. Norm will get your address, and we'll mail the hat. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Merry Christmas. Good night.
Thank you. All right. That's the correct answer, Catherine. A tump line is a leather strap, and it's to take take some of the weight off your pack.
Yeah, that's nice.
Your person's neck is really quite strong, and that's why they do it. And I think the Native Americans did that routinely when they carried their packs.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I didn't know what that was till last week.
Yeah. So who says it's not educational, right?
Exactly. And I think you're up for another impression. But do we have to do our commercial first, or do we have time?
Well, I don't know. Maybe
you could give your impression, and then after the commercial, take the caller.
That's not a bad idea.
That way we can give Norm a little.
Yeah, give Norm a little wiggle room there. Okay, this is, what's the gift?
This is a big, nice gift worth $56. It is a basket full of goodies from the Sweet Ass Farm. There are pickles and dilly fiddleheads and jam and dry rubs and camp salts and candied walnuts and tea, and just, it's a beautiful basket. I got one last Christmas as a gift, and I loved it.
Oh, yeah, I love
it. Yeah, and Becky's
the blueberry jam
delicious.
She makes is to die for. I use
it's
it on
all
my English
for.
Muffin every morning.
Well, I was there at the end of the summer and got a cookie with ice cream in the middle that she makes and right at her stand, and I ate it like in 2 seconds. It was so good.
You want to do a commercial real quick?
Yeah. I think are you going to give your impression first?
I'm going to do my impersonation to give people a chance to think about it, and then you can roll a commercial, okay?
Okay, so they can, while the commercial's running, they'll be thinking about it.
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
And they can call. Okay. This is a, again, I'm going to make a fool of myself. This is a, and if you're, again, if you're Generation Z and you don't watch the old movies, you may have trouble with this. I don't know, but we'll try it. This is a famous, a very iconic male actor from the heydays of Hollywood. And here he goes. Who is this actor? Here we go. You ready, Kathy?
I am ready.
All right?
Yeah, you did this earlier. It's pretty good.
Here we go. Judy, 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 I only live for your love and your kiss.
I thought that was pretty good.
Okay. 1-800-966-1039. Oh, I'll be right back.
More Maine Outdoors next on 101.3 Augusta, 103.9 Bangor, 95.1 Rockland, the voice of Maine.
Ho, 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 ho. Okay, should we let Norm have any eggnog at this point, or...
He's doing all right. We're getting callers into the studio tonight. I'm like
all right.
excited.
We have we're outstanding with one impersonation. We want you to tell us who I was supposed to be, and we have a caller. Good evening, caller. You're in Maine Outdoors. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
George from Willimantic.
Hi, George from Willimantic. How are you?
Merry Christmas.
Same to you, sir. Same to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Long time listener, first time caller.
Oh, all
right.
Wow.
Welcome. Nice to have you on board.
I used to travel all around the world, and I listen to you guys online on the app. It's wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome.
You listen to us online where?
Well, I used to travel for a living, but now I'm retired, and I'm no longer a snowbird. I live in Willimantic year-round now.
Oh, good for you. Hey, that's great. And
yes.
Okay, you want to take a shot at who I was trying to impersonate there?
Well, I'm going to say Cary Grant.
Yay, that was good.
Hey, very good. That is the correct answer.
And you won a wonderful prize, a basket full of fabulous stuff.
You want to try that again? Can you do Cary Grant?
Judy, Judy, Judy. First time I ever tried.
Okay, try it one more time. It's Judy, Judy, Judy. You got to talk through your nose a little bit. Judy, 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 I only live for your love and your kiss. Try that. Try that, George.
Oh, my goodness. Judy, 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 I only live for your... I don't even remember what
that was pretty good, though.
For your love and your kiss. Good job, George. It's fun to make a fool of yourself once in a while. Don't you agree?
Yeah, we've been doing that.
I hope not too much of one.
Yeah, oh, no, you did great.
No, you did a great job. I hope we didn't embarrass you. Anyway, you have won... what did he win?
That basket full of...
Oh, you got the big... You
got
the biggie.
Big, nice basket full of goodies.
You got the $56 gift box of homemade jams. Wow, that's
jams
great.
Jams and candied walnuts and pickles, fiddlehead.
Now, I think...
That's why I called.
Good time to call. See, that's the best. This is his first call, and that's the best prize right there.
That's
awesome.
That's wonderful. And the lady that makes the jam is taking on the financial responsibility of actually mailing that to you, which is also a wonderful gift in itself. And we appreciate that's a Becky down at Great Pond who has a little kiosk down there during the summertime. She sells all kinds of homemade goodies there. And we appreciate her donating that. And you're going to enjoy that,
wonderful.
George.
Sounds fantastic.
But before you leave, Norm's going to stay on the phone, and Norm's going to get your address so that Becky can mail that to you, okay?
I like the name of her farm.
Ho, ho, ho.
A ho, ho, ho to you as well.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. All right, that was the correct answer. Cary Grant. Now, if you are 25 years old, you probably don't have a clue who Cary Grant... Now, how old are you, Mel? I shouldn't ask you. You're not supposed to ask ladies.
I don't mind. I'm 42.
You're kidding.
I never would have guessed that,
Thank
Andy.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look fabulous.
Well, I've been in radio for more than 20 years, so hopefully I'm in.
Holy cow.
Really, I would never have guessed
you
that.
You must share your secrets.
Yeah. They put me in a studio with no windows, no sun.
There you go.
So what age would you have to be to not know who Cary Grant was? In the 20s? 30s?
It depends. A lot of kids like to go into the older stuff. Like, what? For instance, I'm not going to tell you who my favorite actor is because you're about to have me do one of his quotes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But... I like old-timey stuff. I like black and white movies, and I was born in the 80s.
Yeah, young people like some of the older movies.
Right.
Yeah, Well, I'm old and I like the older movies.
Yeah.
And great. Okay. All right. That was Cary Grant, and he did a pretty good job too.
He did great. Yeah, great job, great. George. Yeah.
Okay, so.
I think Mandy's doing her thing now.
Okay, Mandy's going to do an impersonation.
For what's the prize?
And the prize is one of these caps, right?
Yes.
Another Maine Outdoors cap. Beautiful caps. I don't know what color. I think it's maybe blue.
I think they're tan. I think we have a tan and a green.
We have
maybe
a tan and a green.
I think,
okay,
I saw a purple even.
Oh, and a purple.
Okay. All right.
We'll have them give the color to Norm.
This is going to be, I'm going to scratch this off so we don't try to give it away twice. And Mandy hasn't had any eggnog. So.
I got into the wassail.
What's wassail?
You don't know what wassail is?
No.
Oh, it's like a spiked apple cider, like a mulled cider, but with citrus in it.
Isn't that the song?
Sounds good.
Here we go. Well, Norm might like that.
Yeah.
Okay, wassail's good. Ready, Mandy?
Sure. All right, let's do the impression.
Okay, let's have a little pause here. Mandy's going to do her impersonation, and you call in at 1-800-966-1039, and if you know who she is, we'll make sure you get the prize.
All right, ready?
I'm ready.
What do you want, Mary? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down.
That's good.
Okay. All right. Okay, that was good. That was good. And if you have the right answer, we're going to give you a Maine Outdoors cap. And it has a beautiful Maine Outdoors logo on the front of it. And we have some calls standing by. We'll find out if... you know who Mandy was, and it's a male actor.
Yes.
What era? Probably what, 60s, early 60s?
This particular movie is from the late 40s.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize
he was a pretty young guy then. Yeah. Good evening, caller. You're in Maine Outdoors. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Frank from Machias.
Hi, Frank.
Okay, Frank. Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Merry Christmas to both of you, all three of you, I think.
Yeah, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
So, who do you think Mandy was impersonating there?
Jimmy Stewart.
Yes.
All right.
Good job.
Very good.
He's my favorite actor.
He's your favorite actor?
I have like 40 of his movies on DVD.
Yeah. Did you ever see him in Winchester 73?
I have that on DVD.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
That's one of my favorite Westerns.
I love that.
He did a great job on it.
My favorite movie that he's in is called Seventh Heaven, and it's from like 1938. It's really old. Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Anyway, Frank, good job.
Well, that was a good impersonation.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, did a good job. And what did Frank... Oh, Frank won a cap. Yeah, all right. So Norm is busy in there, and he's going to get your address, Frank, and we'll make sure the cap gets mailed to you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah. How are things in Machias? Did you guys have a lot of power outages down your way?
I think I heard there were three people without power, and I don't know who they were.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
I don't have electricity anyway, so I didn't know the difference.
Nice. Well,
there
off
you go.
Grid living.
Off the grid. All right. And it was quite a blow, wasn't it? Must have been down your way.
It was.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad. Nothing like 2 years ago, but the winter's early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it was pretty brisk. I live on a lake, and it was wailing pretty hard down there. Okay.
It's been white caps.
Yeah. Okay, Merry Christmas to you, Frank, and stay on the line, and we'll get your address and get that cap right out to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right. Good job, Mandy.
Thanks.
All right. So we're going to scratch this off our list, Catherine. Take that out of the
box. That saved me from doing like...
So you got off the hook,
didn't
you?
Oh, I know. Yeah. Thank you, Mandy.
Yeah. No problem.
Yeah. Actually, I think you're going to make me do one anyway, aren't you?
You were going to do an impersonation.
All right. Here
but
we
don't
go.
Tell people what it was. We may do that yet if we... We got a couple more caps, and we could always give those away.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So where are we at here on the list? We have to do a commercial here.
Yes, we do. Let me do the General Appliance Services real quick.
This would probably be a good time to do it.
It would be.
All right.
They are now owned and operated by Gary Coleman, who's been doing service work for General Appliance for 35 years. Nothing has changed. Rebuilt appliances available, parts and service for all makes and models, always reliable, giving you complete support after the sale. You owe it to yourself to come see our gas appliances for your camp. Gas refrigeration, gas lights, gas freezers, gas ranges, and, I think Norm's busy.
This is James Mason. Ride the wave, baby.
There you go. The composting toilet. Come visit us at our new location, just two doors up, still here serving first-class customer service at 103 Center Street, Brewer, Maine.
Okay, so where did you get those reindeer antlers anyway?
You know, I don't remember. I was putting up the tree, and I found them at the bottom of the box. I'm like, I'm wearing those tonight.
Okay, and we're moving right along. This is our annual Christmas show. You're listening to Maine Outdoors on the Voice of Maine News Talk Network. B. Paul Reynolds behind the mic here, and also our co-host, Catherine Gordon. Mandy has joined us because she's in a festive party mood.
Yeah, she's got bells on.
And she's got her bells on as well.
That's right.
And we are welcoming you to our show tonight. We want you to have a good time, and we're sorry that you're not here to share the eggnog, but we know that you're with us in spirit. Okay.
I got to take that bell away.
Bell away?
Yeah.
Oh, is it annoying?
Do you know how many angels have got their wings tonight?
Oh, okay. All right. You don't like my bell. I thought that was kind of cute. I brought that in. All right. Okay. So we don't run out of time here. I want to give this stuff away.
Yes,
okay. We're going to give away. You're going to do your impersonation.
I will. I'll do it.
And what do we?
I think it's a book we're giving away, Trolling for Trout and Salmon.
Yeah, that's right. A Bob Lehman book. Very popular, Trolling for Trout and Salmon. I think it's worth around $26, $27
Yeah,
bucks.
It's a great book.
And if you can guess what famous, iconic female actress.
This is the only impression that I know. So if you were listening last week, they didn't give the answer over the air. So that's the only thing I can do. So here we go.
Who is this iconic female actress?
Norman, the loons are calling. I know. So sad, but that's it.
No, that was good.
Okay.
That was good. Didn't you think so, Mandy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to ask her if it was from a certain movie, but
it is from a movie.
Is it from Golden Pond?
It is.
Oh,
yes.
That's
a pretty good hint.
So yeah. I got your impression.
Oh, you did. Yeah. Okay, good.
1-800-966-1039 if you know what famous iconic actress.
Good. Thank you, Mandy. I feel a little better about my skill level.
Vindicated.
Now, it's against Catherine's nature to do this sort of thing. She told me that, and I kind of pleaded with her to try it, and she was a good sport. She practiced up for 4 or 5 hours at home. And did you do that for Kevin?
I practiced for everybody. I walked around. My mom lives over here at that nursing home. I walked around for all the old people in there.
Well, you did a good job. And you're a good sport, and we appreciate that. All right. And the eggnog helped.
Yeah, very much so.
Okay. All right, we'll take a call. Good evening, caller. You're in Maine Outdoors. This is the annual Christmas show. What's your first name, and where are you calling us from?
Eric, and I'm calling from Port Clinton, Ohio.
Oh, from Ohio.
Eric, from Port Clinton, Ohio. How are you tonight, sir?
Great. Going ice fishing tomorrow.
Ooh, fun.
You are.
Lucky.
What kind of fish are you fishing for?
Usually walleye.
Great.
Good for you. So you got enough ice out there, huh?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Oh, that's great.
In spots.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, we really appreciate you calling all the way from Port Clinton, Ohio. And you heard Catherine's impersonation. Do you have a clue who she was impersonating?
Catherine Hepburn.
Very good.
Very good. All right.
Congratulations.
Did you see the movie Golden Pond?
Yes, I did. And it was a shame what they did to that boat.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, Merry Christmas to you, Eric, and your wife, and so forth.
And Merry Christmas to everyone there. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate that. And if you'll stay on the line, Norm's going to get your address. And what is it we're mailing him? I'm losing track.
Well, the book, Trolling for Trout and Salmon. It's a great book.
You're going to get Bob Lehman's book, Trolling for Trout and Salmon. It's a great book, okay?
I think he's talking to Norm now.
Okay. Okay, anyway.
He's still there. You can make that comment if you want.
Okay, you still there, Eric?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to make sure you get a copy of Bob Lehman's book, Trolling for Trout and Salmon, okay?
Fabulous. Thank you very much. That's a fabulous book.
All right, thank you, and we appreciate you listening, and Merry Christmas to you, sir.
And Merry Christmas to everyone.
All right, thank you. All right, that was the correct answer.
I think it's your turn to do another impression.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Catherine Hepburn. Yeah, she expired, right?
Catherine, what a way to put it.
Yeah, well, I mean, passed away.
Yeah, I believe that is correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't even know when that movie was. How long ago was that movie made?
I just thought of another one that I want to do.
I think it was back in the 80s, late 80s.
I don't know.
Guessing, probably. All right, we're moving right along here. Okay, I have to stand up for this.
Okay.
I can't do this. I'm standing up.
Catherine Hepburn died in 2003.
Oh, wow.
Oh, she did.
I didn't realize
that. You're fast on that phone.
Thanks.
Okay. So if I can stand up. Oh, there. Where'd Norm go? That doesn't give me a good feeling. He's gone.
Is there some gesticulating that's about to happen?
No, I just have to do this impersonation. I have to swagger. I wonder where Norm went. Is he okay? Oh, he's on the phone.
He's on the phone. Okay. I'm sure he's on the phone with Eric.
All right. Now, what is this good for, Catherine?
This is for a $20 Dunkin' Donuts gift card.
Okay. Nice. Okay, this is my impersonation of another iconic Western actor. Are you guys ready for this?
Yes.
Got a little swagger there.
Oh, I already know who it is.
Do you know who it is, huh? I'm cracking myself up here. What do you say, Dusty? Get your Winchester and ride on out of here.
That was really good.
Is that
very
right?
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, if
they
could see the walk, they would have had it before you said a thing.
Okay. All right. Who was that? You think you know who that was? Famous actor. And if you know the answer, Catherine's going to give you a Dunkin' Donuts gift card worth $20.
That's nice for a nice coffee and a nice donut
breakfast. Yeah, those are always nice
something.
To have.
Yeah, I love Dunkin's.
Wonderful. Okay. And what's the number, Catherine, folks
want
to check in?
It is 1-800-966-1039.
All right. And we're waiting for a caller.
Oh, I see.
We may have an answer to my impersonation of that famous Western actor. Okay. How are we doing, Norm? We have a caller. Oh, that eggnog.
Okay, we got somebody that already did, Catherine Hepburn.
Oh, yeah. Now I did an impersonation.
I didn't know you had done one. So
yeah, I've done one.
I do have a caller on the phone.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay, we have a caller on the phone.
He's super busy back there doing everything.
He's doing yeoman's work in there, that's for sure.
He needs an assistant, but instead I'm in here playing with you guys.
We appreciate it, though.
Good evening, caller. You're in Maine Outdoors. What's your first name? Where are you calling from? And welcome to our Christmas show.
Yeah, my name's Dwight from Millbridge.
From Millbridge? And your name is what?
Yep, Dwight.
Hi, Dwight.
Dwight from Millbridge. Okay, yep. Dwight, Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Same to you, folks.
Thank you. Welcome to our program and our annual Christmas show. And have you been listening right along?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been, we've been listening every week since we moved up here 6 years ago. So.
Oh, that's great. Glad to hear that. How are we doing tonight so far, okay?
So far, so good.
Yeah, you like these impersonations?
Oh, yes. They're always fun.
Can you do Cary Grant?
No.
Oh, no. Okay, we're moving along here. We're running out of time. Okay, who do you think I was impersonating there, Dwight?
John Wayne.
Excellent.
Yay.
Bingo. That is the right answer. And you have won a Dunkin' Donuts gift card, right?
Yes. Okay. $20 Dunkin' Donuts gift card.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold because we're running out of time here. Okay, Dwight?
Don't hang up, though. Norm,
very good.
Don't hang up. Norm's going to get you an address.
Nope.
We'll mail that card out to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right.
Merry Christmas to all of you.
Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Dwight. Thank you so much. Okay, that was the correct answer. All right, that was the Duke, right?
That's right. I have a cookbook of his.
Do you really? Yeah, okay.
Skillet cooking with the
is
John
that true?
Wayne. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no kidding.
All right, this is a trivia question, and this is good for one of my watercolor prints. And here, what is the question, Catherine?
If your hunting gun has a flash channel, what is it?
So what kind of gun is it, right?
Right. What kind of gun is it?
Mm-hmm.
If your hunting gun has a flash channel, what kind of gun is it?
Okay, and these are one of my watercolor prints. You can have your choice of a moose, a deer, a trout fishing scene. Anyway.
And how long have you been doing watercolors? I mean, they're beautiful. You really are talented.
I started painting as a kid and gave up until about 10 years ago.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I started chasing girls and didn't want to bother with painting anymore. And I sort of got preoccupied. But I took it up about 10 years ago.
No, they're beautiful. What are their choices of prints that they can pick from?
Well, I've got two different moose. I've got a deer print that's pretty good, a buck deer. And I have a salmon fishing scene, and I have a trout fishing scene. Four or five choices.
Nice.
Yeah. And we'd be proud to have you own one of those if you know the correct answer to her question. One more time. What is the question, Catherine?
If your hunting gun has a flash channel, what type of gun is it?
Okay, 1-800-966. Oh, I forgot the number.
1039.
Yes, darn eggnog.
Funny, it is. We got to stop drinking in here, kids. But but the 1039, you know how long it took me, how many shows I did before I figured out that was our call number on the radio?
Yeah.
I I'm like, duh. Yeah.
It's the middle three I always forget.
Yeah. Okay. We want to know if a hunting gun has a flash channel. What kind of a gun is it? And we have a caller standing by, Norm.
Oh, good. We have someone that knows.
Good evening, caller. You're on Maine Outdoors on our Christmas show. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Norm's chatting to him. Put him through to us, Norm.
Okay.
Oh, maybe he doesn't want to go on the air.
Okay. We have to have him on the air to get the right answer. Standing by with a watercolor print to give away.
Oh,
we got
him. Good
evening, caller. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Dana.
Hi, Dana.
Excuse me.
I'm calling from
Searsport.
Where are you from, Dana?
Searsport.
Searsport.
Is it Deanna?
Yes.
Oh, hi.
From Deanna?
Yep, Deanna from Searsport.
Yeah. Deanna from Searsport. Okay, Deanna, what do you think the answer is?
I think it's a muzzle loader. Is that right?
Exactly.
Good
Very
job.
Good. Exactly the right awesome. Answer. Congratulations That's to great. You. You have won one of my watercolor prints. Now, I need to know, do you want a deer, a moose, or a fishing scene?
What do you want?
What's your choice?
A fishing scene. The fishing scene.
You want a fishing scene.
Awesome.
Getting it for a loved one.
Yeah, I'm actually... Commercial artists
are hurt. Oh, are you really? No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you won't want this. Maybe you'll be too critical. I don't know.
No, I'm sure it's beautiful.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, congratulations and Merry Christmas to you. If you stay on the line, Deanna, you stay on the line,
okay.
And when Norm gets a spare minute, he's going to take your address, and I'll mail it right out to you, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you for listening, and Merry Christmas to you. All right.
Nice. Very
right.
nice.
That was the correct answer.
You're down to 2 minutes.
We're down to 2 minutes, so let's keep it moving here. Okay. Catherine has a question for you. This is good for a Dunkin' Donuts.
No, we don't have any more Dunkin' Donut gift cards left. Those are all gone.
Oh, they're all gone. Okay.
Yeah, so do you want to do your gift subscription to the Northwood Sporting Goods or
gifts?
I hate to be the bearer of bad news,
Norm
but
doesn't
2 minutes
want
isn't enough.
You said what?
Yeah, we'll do it.
No, 2 minutes isn't enough. By the time you get the call and then get the answer, we're going to be going right into the music.
Well, let's try it.
Well, we'll try it, and they can call and give you the answer, Norm.
Let's try it.
And they'll still win it.
Okay,
all right.
Gift subscription to the Journal, real quick. What are the only two states in the country that prohibit Sunday hunting? 1-800-966-1039. If you can make it fast, we can get that to you. A gift subscription worth $32.95. What are the only two states in the country that prohibit Sunday hunting?
Exactly. And even if they call and we've already gone off the air, we'll still honor this and give them that prize.
Of course we will, because we're in the Christmas spirit.
We are in the Christmas spirit.
And we are going to make sure you get that, aren't we? Aren't we, Jimmy Stewart?
Okay. We have all kinds of bells.
Only two states in the country. Easy question. They're in the Northeast, I'll tell you that, and that'll help you guess. The only two states in the country that still prohibit Sunday hunting. And
I would have guessed Bible Belt, but
ain't the Bible Belt. No, you can Sunday hunt in the Bible Belt. In fact, Pennsylvania just finally opened up their ban of Sunday hunting too. So that left only two states.
And you hunted this year, didn't you, Mandy?
I did. I was going to show you pictures, but I've already taken them off my phone.
What, girl?
I didn't actually get anything this year. But it was a learning experience because it was my first year.
Good for you.
Oh, congratulations!
Do we have
that.
A caller, Norm?
Oh, good.
Good evening, caller. You're on Maine Outdoors. What's your first name? Where are you calling from? Make
answer
it fast.
To the question.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, what do you think the answer is?
We think it's Maine and Massachusetts.
Bingo.
That is right.
That's answer. Congratulations.
Woo, just in time.
Okay, we'll make sure you get the gift subscription. Norm will get your address. And thank you all for listening.
Yep.
And
That was timed just right. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yay.
And I was going to sing Silent Night.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Okay, happy holidays to everybody. We won't be back until January. You'll be listening to a rewind next week. Mandy, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Mandy.
See you all next week.
Yes.